the love should be from day one. And those are, you know, who your supporters are. That's so you know who your people are. And those are the people that you want to be around, right? You don't want to be around the fake people. So like for when you're doing this, you kind of figure out who your people are, which is important too.
Yeah, no. Your people is everything. They're going to be the ones there rooting you on and cheering you on. So I completely agree with all those statements. And you can't let these haters like stand in your way. You gotta keep knocking on the door, and not every door is gonna open. Like you just gotta keep dreaming, keep putting in hard work, because this doesn't happen without hard work and dedication and really believing in it. Because you really gotta believe in it first before other people are gonna believe in what you're trying to do. So just keep knocking and keep chasing, and eventually those doors are gonna open.
We are here at BGW Studios, home of Vic Garcia's art studio, located in Coral Gables. It's a pretty freaking sick spot, dude. I mean, the first time I came out here, I was like, damn, this spot is magic. And I know you and I have been talking about it, and we'll get into a little bit about that, but thanks for having us here and letting us use the space.
Thank you for being here. I'm honored to have your presence in the room, and your fit is definitely 100 today. You look good. You came in uniform.
This is brand new.
I appreciate it.
Vic Garcia apparel right here for the Masters Edition. I had to rep. You know, we're doing a little Masters gear for us as well. But I mean, dude, this shirt is, I told him before the show, like, I'm going to use the shit out of this.
No, yeah, you've worn out the hat. So now mix it with the polo. You're looking good, man.
Absolutely.
You're looking good.
I got the hoodie over there, too, so that'll be on the sports show later today.
I appreciate that, man. Yes, sir.
It looks good. But, dude, the merch looks good. The art looks good. So we did a pod of, I don't even remember when we did that. It was probably a few years ago.
It's been a couple years now.
What has happened in the last few years with you? What do you got going on?
Oh, every day is a dream. I'm living my dream. I get to do what I love. It's the greatest blessing in the world to be able to do what you love and to be able to give back to the community and bring happiness and joy to other people through it is magical. So I'm constantly evolving. I'm constantly trying to do cool things, put out myself in new ways with the right people that just make sense to enhance the dream. So it's been fun. It's been a fun 2 years since I last saw you, and
100%.
There's still a lot more to go.
Absolutely. It's always it's never a not, you know, you're never done climbing the mountain, right? But you have to enjoy the climb when you're climbing that mountain, right? Because everyone wants to get from here to here, then they get here and they're not happy and they're wondering why, right? So it's like, got to enjoy the process and the journey of it. And what are some of the things that you've done to kind of enjoy that journey, right?
So I'm definitely enjoying the journey. I definitely wake up every day ready to see how the journey and the dream is going to evolve. So I'm constantly thinking of what's next. I guess that's how you grow the dream. That's how you keep building. That's how you keep putting yourself in the right rooms with the right people. So
that's the biggest thing right there.
I'm always trying to check things off, and I've checked a couple things off my list, and there's still a lot more check marks to check off for
Absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, living the dream. Everybody wants to live their dream, and some people don't know how to identify even what their dream is, right? And I think that's part of the process where you have to kind of identify, hey, I think I might like this, maybe I don't like this, but you're not gonna know unless you try. And that's part of that journey, right? Where you at least put yourself out there and say, hey, if I'm gonna do this, I don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow, but at least I'm giving my best shot to succeed, right? And as you go through this, you're gonna start to learn a lot along the way. You're gonna be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't make this decision, maybe I shouldn't make that decision, maybe I should do this way and not that way. And that's just one of those things that as you kind of evolve, like you were saying, as a human, you start to learn what you should be doing, and that's where you get like that snowball effect, and you start building that real momentum. You know the right people to talk to and reach out to. You know what art might work for you and maybe not work for someone else, right? But you've been able to identify that over a long period of time, right? What, and to kind of piggyback off of that, like what was that process for you of like almost like identifying yourself over the years of when you started to now? Like how have you found that identity?
Yeah, I guess first you gotta stay consistent mm-hmm. if you are trying to build this big dream and make people believe in what you're putting out there. So I think consistency is key.
Yeah.
Just my same messages that I've been preaching since day one have just, you could find that throughout my work. And as I evolve, finding it in my clothes, in my murals, and the way I speak, the way I carry myself, the way I put myself in front of people, just making people believe in what you're doing, you know? I always say that I'm not in this dream alone. It takes people's love and support. If not, it's just a dream and not your reality. So
true that.
I'm constantly putting these characters and I'm convincing people like, look, I'm here to stay. I'm here to bring good to the world. And hopefully you could join the dream and the journey and the family.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's like you hit it. It's a journey that's not meant to be alone, right? It's, you have tons of support along the way. You're gonna have haters too.
Oh yeah, always.
You're always gonna have your haters. Yeah. And they're almost like extra motivation in
for
that
sure,
process,
yeah.
right? It's like, because you believe in your craft so much, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, right? And that's not all the motivation in the world, but it is a sense of motivation, right? And when you kind of go down this path of living your dream and living your passion, you really learn who the real people are in your life and who are not. You know, like, you know who your guys and your girls are and like your people, right? Like, you know who's your fam and who's not your fam in this process. Because you're going to have a lot of people that didn't show you love from day one, and all of a sudden, like, you make it, and then all of a sudden they're dabbing you up and they're hitting you up and they're reaching you out. It's like, where were you from the beginning, right? And I think that's also a huge thing, because there's a lot of fakes out there and there's a lot of people that pretend and they're not going to show you love, but the love should be from day one. And those are, you know, who your supporters are. That's who you know who your people are. And those are the people that you want to be around, right? You don't want to be around the fake people. So like
for
when you're doing this, you kind of figure out who your people are, which is important too.
Yeah, no, your people is everything. They're going to be the ones there rooting you on and cheering you on. So I completely agree with all those statements. And you can't let these haters like stand in your way. You gotta keep knocking on the door, and not every door is gonna open. Like it's, you just gotta keep dreaming, keep putting in hard work, because this doesn't happen without hard work and dedication and really believing in it, because you really gotta believe in it first before other people are gonna believe in what you're trying to do. So just keep knocking and keep chasing, and eventually those doors are gonna open for sure.
Absolutely. So what's the next big project for Vic and what you got going on with your artwork, obviously merch, but just overall, what's the next big thing for you?
So yeah, I just dropped a new collection a couple days ago that we were talking about before. So I'm constantly putting out new clothes and new collections and just trying to put my clothes out there in new stores and in new states, and just at the end, putting it in front of new people and trying to convince these stores that like, yo, like this quality is good. And
the quality is really good.
And these messages are important, and it's fun. It's playful. It's something different. So my clothes is one of my priorities for sure. I'm constantly trying to elevate and just doing something different. So I really believe in the clothes. Obviously, I'm going to keep painting canvases and putting myself in front of new people. I'm gonna keep on creating canvases. I have obviously some commissions coming up. I just came off Sobe Food and Wine Festival with Stella. So to collaborate with Stella was a dream. I was able to work with Baptist Health on a couple projects as well. And then I guess I'm gearing up for F1 and Formula, and I got a couple big projects happening there as well too.
Nice. So. How does that process look like? Like, let's say you're an artist, right? And you want to work with a brand. How does that process look like? Like, how did you get in contact with the Stellas of the world and some of these other brands that you work with, like Baptist? Like, how does that process? Obviously, there's been a long journey for you to get there.
But, of course.
You know, at the point that you are, how does that process look like?
I guess The messages need to always align. Mm-hmm. You got to be preaching what they want to hear and what their people, like, obviously I'm very positive, so they want to align themselves with someone that's positive. Mm-hmm. In the case of Stella, they wanted to collaborate with a Miami artist because it was on South Beach, and just our worlds collided, and we were able to do some fun cartoon-related things, Miami-based, and it just made sense. It was just our aesthetics connected. And then for Baptist, it's very health-related, mm-hmm. community, giving back. So I'm constantly preaching that. So for that, it worked out. And then I was able to do a collaboration with the Miami Dolphins for 305 days. So,
which you made merch there too.
Yeah, we did. We collaborated on a shirt that was given out that day. Again, raising awareness for their foundation. They sold the shirt for $3.05. So all the shirts were sold and all that money was given back. They chose me and two other artists, which to put my world with the Miami Dolphins was a dream. So I've been manifesting it for a long time and I finally got to see it happen. Yeah. But it didn't happen overnight.
100%.
And then, yeah, I think I got the Marlins on board to do some things this year as well. So,
hell yeah, Marlins need their love, bro. They made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited too. Yeah.
I'm excited what Schumacher's doing there. I'm excited overall Miami sports. I mean, it's awesome to see where they've become. Even the Panthers hockey team's crushing it, and it's cool to see the Miami fan base kind of rally around all these teams. Dolphins obviously are hype. Marlins, you know, are doing all the right things
the
to
Miami
get people
Heat,
in the stadium.
We like the Heat.
Got
obviously.
The Heat, of course. I mean, they're basically a dynasty at this point.
They're doing it, for sure.
So, or not basically, like they are a dynasty. What the Heat have been able to do is what any organization in the world would love to do.
Yeah.
And then obviously the Panthers are kind of heading in that direction too. Dominant team. So it's cool. It's cool. South Florida rallying around sports is what we do. And then you get to tie in like creative artists like yourself. And other content creators out there. I know our guy, George from Mr. Eats. He's been doing a bunch of stuff there. So it's cool to see that blend of like culture and sports and all this other stuff in between, music, food, everything, just kind of blend together because that's what Miami is. It's a melting pot of a bunch of people. Add some sports in there. Add all this other stuff that Miami offers. And it's like, damn, dude, like this is a cool place to be.
No, I always say we're blessed to live in a great city and obviously, the sports help, the different people coming from all over the world to Miami. There's a reason. And it's cool to just be here in Miami, just doing our thing and making people interested in what we do. So it's fun, yeah.
Dope. All right, before we go check out some of the artwork, let's talk a little bit about what we got planned here
for the space.
Yeah, so,
of course.
Just a little announcement. We're doing a little bit of collab between Stay Tranquilo and VGW Studios and Vic Garcia World. And the intent is to kind of basically bring this art to life, bring some of these conversations to life, and do a little bit and use the space and kind of maximize it to its potential, right? Some of the things that we're talking about doing are having live panels here, you know, having different industry leaders in the space from Miami kind of coming here and hosting conversations over a glass of wine or, you know, whatever that might be, just here hanging out, networking, and meeting people in the space. You know, I think we talked about it before, like having a network of people is important and having a community around you is extremely important. And we think we have the opportunity to be able to do something like that here. So
for sure. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited that our worlds brought us together and the stars aligned, and I think it's going to lead to a lot of interesting panels and a lot of interesting people coming together just to network. And look, this city is popping and there's a lot of people that want to meet different people with doing different things. So if we could host a little melting pot every so often in this space in the heart of Coral Gables.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, great location.
We're gonna make it happen. Yeah.
I mean, you got plenty of people that work around here. You know, it's right off the metro. I mean, anybody can come here, and it's to provide as much value as possible to people. And I think more and more people are looking for stuff like this, right? Like we're all trying to evolve, right? And this is a place to, I think I said it in the thing I sent you, but it's to create, collaborate, and just connect, right? And I think that's those three things right there. You get that in the same room, and good things are gonna happen. So
for sure.
I think that's what we're going to be able to do here. And we'll keep you guys posted on, you know, a launch date. We're planning on maybe doing an event, the kickoff event sometime in May. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. And, you know, there'll be some goodie bags that we'll give out, and it'll be a kick-ass event. It'll be high level, good conversations, and a lot of value. So we're excited for that for sure.
I'm excited. Yeah. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah. And then secondary, you know, we want to make everything about giving back to the community, right? So we're launching foundation, a project, you know, we're still kind of determining how we want to define it, but it's all about, the intent is about giving back to the future generations and kids in underprivileged communities, and helping them identify their purpose, right? That's the ultimate goal. Kind of like how we were talking about in the beginning of the podcast, or the, you know, of our conversation, but it's tough for kids to be able to identify what they want to do if they don't have the resources to be able to do it, right? So we want to be able to provide that and give these kids every opportunity possible, whether that's providing them a canvas and some paintbrushes to paint pin on. It's a baseball glove and a baseball bat for them to go throw with their friends outside, a basketball hoop to go shoot outside their house. Just giving them that opportunity to figure out what it is they enjoy to do, a microphone, a camera, whatever that is, right? It's not about just doing what you're told to do. It's about identifying who you are as a human being, and we want to be able to give that opportunity. So everything that we do, we will be donating to this cause, whether that's through material goods or through money donations. Everything that we do, a percentage of that will go to that. So we're excited to do that and really bring this as a space to maximize that project as well. So I know you do a ton to give back to the kids, and your message is all about that. So I think it's the perfect collaboration and bringing those right people on board for that.
I'm excited. Yeah, one of my greatest messages is to inspire the youth. So
yeah,
our message lined up, and I'm excited to see what the future holds there, and yeah, to just inspire the next generation of whatever field they want to choose. It's like I didn't go into this to be an artist, but it just mapped out in that way. So
yeah,
if they could start early and chasing exactly their dream and what they want to do, it's a beautiful thing. So we're here to assist them, and we're here to help them be that next MVP, right?
Fuck yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal. All right, let's go check out some art. Appreciate amazing. You for sitting
of
down.
Of course, but, yeah.
Let's go check out some
I'm
artwork.
I'm excited, yeah, for sure.
All right, so we got one of many pieces in here, but wanted to show this one. I know it's like your style of art, and we got a couple other pieces here that we show. So tell us a little bit about this piece right here.
So yeah, for this one, I decided to bring out the paintbrush. So whatever is in front of me, I pretty much just use it. So from markers to paint to spray paint, I just mix it up. So for the background, I decided to get a paintbrush with different colors, started brushing it up, and then I started doing my, I guess one of my staple designs, and then there's little hidden messages and characters throughout it, and then yeah, the canvas just started filling up.
Yeah. Okay. So what are some of these characters that you got in here? I see you got like a little angry
guy right here. Yeah, so I try to repeat my character, right, my cast of characters, but then within the motion, I start doing other things and characters that might not appear on the next canvas. But I definitely try to incorporate some of my, like, for example, this is Flower Nose, mm-hmm, over here. You have, again, Flower Nose. You have a heart here. So you'll see some of my characters, and then you'll start seeing different little messages. Like here it says Showtime.
Nice.
It might not be on the next canvas, but then if you look closely, there's probably Dream Big, Love All, Smile Always, mm-hmm, and just different messages I'm trying to portray.
I like that. Yeah, you got the dream right here, you got love over here, smile always.
Correct, yeah.
Nice. Cool.
So you'll start seeing them, a lot of peace signs. I always say, if you could look at my work and I can make you disconnect from the crazy world we're living in for 5-10 minutes, and you just connect with the world I've created.
I almost like it, because when you come in here, right, it's like you come here to look for something, right? And it's almost like what you find is almost like what you need to be told, maybe, right? It's like, maybe I saw the smile always today, but, you know, I didn't see the love all the other day, you know, or something like that. So I like that, because it's almost like you have to disconnect and really immerse yourself in that,
for sure, yeah,
in the art,
and it makes people happy and it makes people feel good, yeah, and you could just go on with your like life and just in a happy way, which that's what I'm trying to put out there. Absolutely. For sure.
Cool. Yeah. Let's check out the next one.
Yes.
Go. All right, so we got another piece here, a little bit different than the last piece we just saw, but you could see some of the characters that you were mentioning. So tell us a little bit about this one.
So yeah, so this one I went a lot larger with the characters and mm-hmm. I made them the focal points gotcha. More so you could start seeing them. And these were actually, the colors were filled in versus over there, it's just the outlining.
Got it.
So you'll start seeing different characters appear as well. Same characters, just in a bigger form. And mm-hmm. then a lot of the messages again going through them.
So who's this guy right here?
So yeah, that's one of my characters called Teddy Boy.
Okay.
So he was born with a screw within his face. I want people to show that you could be born different, but still be accepted within society. So nice. That's his message. So
and then very impactful.
Yeah, that's Panda Man.
Panda Man?
Yeah, he was born a little bigger than the rest of them. And just, he overcame people bullying him and just very positive dude as well, yeah.
I like it. It's really cool how they each have their own little unique angle, you know, that offers kind of a positive perspective on things. So,
for sure, yeah.
And I like it because they do pop on this one. So you get to kind of really see. And it's almost like you almost gravitate to one, right? Like, I don't know if you've seen Gary Vee, that he started a thing called V Friends.
I haven't.
Check it out. So he's got like I think it's like Curious Cricket and all these other kind of characters essentially that have their theme and you kind of gravitate to them. And it's to teach these kids, like, you know, you could be ugly, but you could be curious, right? And ugly I use like loosely, like, you know, he'll make a character look like it, but it doesn't mean anything on the grand scheme.
Got it, yeah.
Right? So it's a very cool way of tying in a message into a unique kind of piece that, you know, the younger generation kind of
gravitates. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. And it doesn't only have to be young people, like,
yeah, old even people. Exactly.
Yeah, sure. Older people have connected with some of my characters as well. And 100%. I've had, in my last show at the gallery, I did an introduction to some of these characters so people could like learn more about them. So like, you might like Teddy Boy, but maybe Robo Boy might be more into the person that's with you. So you never know. And then obviously Flower Nose is one of my main characters and mm-hmm. he's all about world unity and bringing people of all kind into a space. So that's what I'm trying to do with the world I've created. And
absolutely.
That's where we're at.
You see it, it's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, let's check out this last piece over here.
Amazing, yeah.
All right, so we got our last piece here of the day that we're gonna check out. So tell us a little about this one. Definitely a little bit different than the other two.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So the background consists of paint with a paintbrush again.
Okay.
But I actually brought out the spray can on this one.
Nice.
So all these characters were done with a spray can versus the acrylic marker that it's less deep. More detailed here, right. But these are just a bigger form of the let's call it doodles. And then again, the messages that throughout it, mm-hmm. you have my name, and then I bring out the marker to outline the spray can as well.
Yeah. Anything with the colors here that you kind of were going through, or was just kind of just...
It kind of honestly, it just magically comes together. And honestly, not every painting works, but these colors just happen to work, you know?
Yeah.
And then a thing that I do on most of my work, you see the sun here, so it's shining bright light onto the whole painting.
Nice,
see a lot of crowns as well, too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
The heart, cool. Teddy Boy, XOXO.
It's cool to see kind of how there's a different angle, you know, of same level of inspiration, but different angle of creativity in the way that you kind of approach it.
Correct, so. Yeah. I'm constantly exploring and trying to find new ways, like... Yeah. The second one we spoke about was probably how it began on paper.
Right.
And then it evolved to canvas. And then as I grew and I started doing different things, you start playing with different things and just keep attacking your craft and seeing what works and learning. That's
sick. I mean, there's plenty of other artwork in here.
Yeah.
I think every single one truly does have its own character within actually keeping the characters amazing. In there,
yeah,
right? Which is pretty cool.
That's fun,
I mean, you
yeah.
can go in and look at every single one and there's a legit unique flavor to it with such a custom identity to it, which is really cool. So when you guys are in the area, come by and check
Let's
out a bunch
it,
of
yeah.
the artwork.
And maybe at our future event, we
yes,
hope
sir.
To have everyone there. Yeah.
I like it.
Let's do it,
right,
man.
Guys.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yes, sir. We'll do another one soon. Later, guys.